And it was really cool because we got a picture. It was a bear here and then the eagle up in the tree above it. And the bear was trying to climb up.
A report from the Alaska Bald Eagle Festival. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Byrne Power. That news and more coming up next. APT has advised us that the Sullivan River Microwave Tower has gone out of service. Both of its generators have gone down. This affects all AT&T Alascom long-distance service and involves the following institutions, the ferry terminals, fish and game, police, and customs, among others. Also, cell phone use has been interrupted. These services will be restored as soon as possible.
The main airline that serves Alaskans has rapidly been expanding its flights to Hawaii. An Alaska Airlines chief spoke earlier this month to regional officials in Ketchikan, where Deanna Garrison reports.
Alaska Airlines Vice President of Alaska Operations Bill McKay says Hawaii is now 21% of the airline's route system.
What does that really mean? Our state of Alaska flying is 23%. So we're flying now almost as much to Hawaii as we do to the state of Alaska, which is really hard for me to feature. But it's been a great new series of markets for us, one of the reasons why Alaska Airlines is doing as well as it is financially.
Alaska Airlines first began service to Hawaii 4 years ago. Through the implementation of new fees, McKay says Alaska Airlines and other carriers are enjoying relatively strong profits this year.
This is just the first quarter report for the industry, but the industry collected $1.4 billion in baggage fees and reservations change fees, another very popular aspect of what we're doing as an industry, $784 million in baggage fees for the first quarter of 2011, $598 million in reservations change fees. It's obviously a staggering sum.
McKay says the fees are helping to offset rising oil prices.
In July of 2010, the industry was paying an average of $2.21 a gallon. July of 2011, the industry is paying $2.92 a gallon. Little bitty old Alaska Airlines, you know, number nine in size, so we're quite small compared to our big competitors. Every penny fluctuation means about $4.5 million on an annualized basis. So for us alone, that increase from last year to this year represents about $320 million. And in fact, Alaska Airlines itself will spend over $1 billion in 2011 in fuel.
McKay says passenger numbers in Southeast Alaska have remained steady. In 2010, he says Alaska Airlines carried an average of 1,727 passengers per day in and out of Southeast Alaska. This year, that number is 1,753 passengers. He says there's been a marked increase in the airline's cargo business within Southeast.
Year to date, we're up to over 18 million pounds of primarily fresh seafood product that we've hauled outside. That is almost 2 million over last year's total.
McKay says Alaska Airlines is working to improve its operational reliability.
As I think here a few years ago, you might have thought we subscribed to the industry motto of we're not happy till you're not happy. It was struggles for us in almost all categories. I'm proud to tell you now, though, we have been the industry leader in on-time performance statistics for not only the last several months, but pretty much all year, and hope that we'll end the year with that. And those of you that have maybe gotten back to trusting us to, you know, check your luggage have hopefully seen major improvements in baggage delivery times in Seattle, you know, in particular.
McKay was the keynote speaker at Southeast Conference annual meeting in Ketchikan. He is slated to retire next month. In Ketchikan, I'm Deanna Garrison.
The 17th annual Alaska Bald Eagle Festival took place this year, November 9th through the 13th. It was a full schedule of events for well over 250 visitors to the Chilkat Valley. KHNS spoke with festival coordinator Cheryl McRoberts of the American Bald Eagle Foundation about this year's festival. My first question, how many registrants were there?
267. It's up. Last year we had 271. It's been slowly ramping up. We used to have maybe 100 people, and then we were up to 271 last year, and that was a record.
And normally we barely have 100 people for dinner tonight at our Flight for Freedom auction and banquet. I had to bump it to 125. Last night I had to bump it to 150, and I hope that's going to be enough.
We were, of course, curious to know where the visitors were coming from.
This year, Spain, Italy, and all over the lower 48. We've had a lot of people from Juneau this year.
I'm from Minnesota. Come from a much smaller town in Heartland, Minnesota. Population 314, four last names. So to come to Haines, it's an exotic tour.
I'm from Juneau. I'm from Vermont.
Actually, I'm from Anchorage. I'm stationed in the military.
Actually, from Orange County, California.
We're from Teslin in the Yukon.
Denver.
Albuquerque.
Denver.
Canada.
Oklahoma.
From Colorado.
Colorado?
Yes, sir.
Where are you from?
Haines.
Oh, so
this all happened. It's a great event.
Although the number of visitors was quite healthy, there was one practical problem: lodging. For various reasons, two hotels that had been open in past seasons were closed for the festival. Cheryl McRoberts explains the impact that had upon the event.
Every bed and breakfast is booked. Every bed and breakfast, there are people staying at people's homes. Every motel room is booked. I've got people staying even up at the cliffhanger who are today stranded up there. We had three people spend the night in their car last night in our parking lot because they couldn't find a room. I was disappointed because people didn't have somewhere nice to stay.
I ended up talking with one of the folks who were stuck sleeping in their car during the snowstorm.
Did you find a place to stay?
I did find a place. I got kicked out of there, but I found another place. So I'm usually good for 3 days before they ask me to leave. So that works pretty well.
So you're staying in your car?
I'm sleeping in the car. And he doesn't even know me, and he figured that out, Jim.
Another disappointment this year was the cancellation of the traditional eagle release.
This year they didn't get released because they had sores on the bottoms of their feet. When the vet went out to give them their final physical examination to make sure that they were okay to release, there were sores found on the bottom of their feet. And they were open sores, and if you release the eagles, they would get frostbite on the bottoms of their feet, or an infection. And then in the long run, we'd end up having to send them back to rehab. So we had to look out for the welfare of the eagle more so than a release where we could have did an auction for them. So because we couldn't do that, we took three of our birds here and went up and did a free bird presentation at Cluck One at the new hospitality house. So they opened today from 11 to 3. They actually had a tour this morning where they had the dancers and wood carving for people to watch. And then they opened up to the general public at noon with, as Hakam said, comfort food. And then he called and asked if there was anyone else coming, and I told him there were 78 people on the bus and four vans heading his way.
Besides the new involvement of the Cluck One Hospitality House, the festival also included quite a few workshops and presentations, from photography to traditional root baskets to live animal presentations. Registrants experienced a wide range of local information, history, and culture.
The presentations, I guess, seeing all the different speakers come here from all over, like Dave Mosso and Steve Crichel was a real highlight for me. He's got some amazing animals. And he did one where he had a lynx, a mink, and a pine marten, and a porcupine.
It's such an amazing experience to have, you know, these owls in front of you, and you just look into their eyes, and they have owls, they have eagles, they have all sorts of things.
Yeah, in the presentations, they bring up the owls and the hawks.
A popular workshop on scrapbooking was taught by Angela Schetzer. Scrapbooking involves traditional scrapbook techniques blended with new digital possibilities.
Scrapbooking is different to everybody. It could be an old heritage album that you might have some old photos in, some old family heirlooms. It could be scrapbooking a trip to Disneyland. So each person, of course, brings a picture of their own that they'd like to scrapbook. I have a book of about 30 eagles that I have done that my husband and I both photographed the eagles. And so basically I did a whole scrapbook of nothing but eagles and different ways that you can showcase your eagle photographs using scrapbooking. And basically we cover all sorts of basic tools. We have lots of demonstrations. We have lots of tools on hand for everybody to kind of come in, play with a little bit, get to know different tools. We talk about different things that you need for scrapbooking.
KHNS talked with various participants about the highlights of this year's festival.
We love the photography and the bald eagles.
The highlight of your stay so far?
Probably the snowfall.
The snowstorm.
It's a nice thing. It's really good. It's great. A lot of information. People in Haines are really nice.
I just seen a lot of the eagles. I was amazed.
You know, just seeing the eagles, going out there and just seeing them is so amazing. And I'd have to say the people. Every time I come here, I'm amazed at how wonderful the folks are. And getting my car shoveled out this morning was one of the highlights, I think.
I love it. I love it. My husband couldn't handle it, but I could handle living here. I love it. The eagles are beautiful. They're so majestic. We saw a baby bear at mile marker 21. And it was really cool because we got a picture. It was a bear here and then the eagle up in the tree above it. And the bear was trying to climb up. It was a baby bear. It was a brown bear. Don't worry, we were watching for mom.
And the bear? Yeah. Bald eagles? Bear.
Eagles are nice.
Eagles and the bear cub.
Photo opportunities.
Are you a photographer?
We all are.
Yeah. Highlights, just the gorgeous mountains. In Colorado is beautiful, but nothing like the mountains here. And just meeting new friends and enjoying life with each other.
Although lodging was tight, the eagles weren't released, and close to a foot of fresh snow fell Saturday morning. An exceptional festival was had by all. Sitting in for Tara Bicknell, this is Burn Power with KHNS News.